Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. The time right now is 7:01 p.m. Ms. Smoot, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Hanford, Rasmussen, Davis, and Camp.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough, before we move on to that, Councilmember Cutaback had already announced that she would not be here this evening. And Councilmember Gamble, I think he said that he was going to be late this evening, so without objection, we'll consider both of them excused. Okay. Seeing no objection, Councilmember Scarborough, will you please lead us in the pledge? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item that we have on our agenda this evening is under announcements and presentations. This is a proclamation for the Sky Valley Food Bank. Whereas 40 years ago, a concerned group of people in Monroe made note of the growing number of hungry neighbors in their community and decided to take action, and whereas the Sky Valley Food Bank is an independent nonprofit organization governed by an 11-person board of directors and received funding through private and corporate donations, and whereas an average of over 300 families visit the food bank every week, and whereas the Sky Valley Food Bank distributes over 80,000 pounds of food monthly, and whereas 2015, the Sky Valley Food Bank distributed close to 1 million pounds of food to their clients and takes an average of 700 pounds of food to the Sky Comish Food Bank monthly, and whereas the Sky Valley Food Bank's mobile unit heads to Index every Monday to provide food for over 30 families, and the home delivery service serves the elderly and shut-ins who are unable to get to the food bank to receive food. And whereas the Sky Valley Food Bank provides food for 100 elementary school-aged children for weekends, provides school supplies each year for close to 600 children grades K through 12 for families in need, and provides food every week for Kids Club and the drop-in center at Take the Next Step. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, Mayor of the City of Monroe, do hereby recognize the 40th anniversary of the Sky Valley Food Bank and urge all residences and business owners to support the Sky Valley Food Bank and volunteer time and resources to help support our neighbors in need. So, Mr. Watkins, I was going to say Neil, Mr. Davison, why don't you come on forward, and Council, please join me down below.
Yes, the other board members also.
Yes, please.
We have a photographer chair.
He's the chair of the board.
All right. So on behalf of the City of Monroe, I thank you very much for all of the time and for all the work that you do for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Mr. Watkins,
since I seldom get the opportunity, let me just very quickly say that 40 years ago, a woman named Julia Morris saw the need in this city, and this was a long time ago, 1976. She saw a need, and in the basement of the United Methodist Church, she began a food bank that at that time served a handful of people, but she saw the need grow. She worked at it for 20 years, and then ultimately, when she retired, turned the food bank over to her daughter, Julie Morris. And Julie Morris ran the food bank through a very trying time in the early 2000s, late 1900s, and after 12 years of service, she retired, and I had the opportunity to step forward, and the last 6 years have worked with just a great staff and a great group of people in making sure that we attack food emergencies within our community. You heard in the proclamation that every week
We work with over 300 families in the city of Monroe. They have to live within the Monroe School District to come to our food bank. That's the only restriction that we put forward. There are other food banks to handle other communities that make sure that we have enough food for everyone. I guess my point is here that we couldn't do this without you. The city supports us incredibly. We have a building over there that we pay a very nominal rent for that allows us to operate the food bank and gives us a big space. We have over 70 volunteers that come in and work with us every single week to make sure this work gets done. All the grocery stores in town donate food to us. We have trucks out 7 days a week, and it is it's quite an operation to get all that food in. You can imagine if we're going to give out 1 million pounds of food this year, that's 1 million pounds of food coming in, and so that's processing that food consistently. So there's an awful lot of people to thank, my staff, my board of directors, the grocery stores, and you, the city. And I don't get a chance to say it very often, but to the city and to you all, thank you for the support. It's important work, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to take care of the food emergencies in the city of Monroe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble entered chambers at 7:07. The next item that we have on our agenda is announcements and presentations. Yes. I'm sorry, Councilmember Hanford.
Neil, I just wanted to thank you. That was it. I just wanted to thank him and the food bank. I really appreciate what they do in our community. So let the record show that I am thankful.
It shall be shown. Councilmember Rasmussen.
I was going to say the same thing. Being a neighbor of the food bank, well, I see those the staff and the volunteers working their tails off all week, but primarily 3 days a week, and it is a busy place, and they serve a lot of people, and it's very incredible. So, you know, very fortunate to have such a great service to our community.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Since there seems to be an awful lot of sentiment about the food bank, I would like to move that we have a special entry in the minutes noting the appreciation we have for the food bank, and again, make it a special note for today's session.
Second. Okay, we have a first to make a special note in the minutes of our
special note of our appreciation of the food bank.
Special note of our appreciation for the food bank in the minutes. We have a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry about that. I just missed the lights. We'll go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda. This is announcements and presentation. Item number 2, presentation, Monroe Salary Commission. And I believe that it is the Salary Commission Chair that will be coming forward to give a presentation. So this is Ms. Ashley Sellers.
Hey, guys. And I'm Gail. Just wanted to let you know, we reviewed all the information. Really, Fitness the hero. He's like the salary commission, and we just read what he does because he has everything put together. And so that was really cool. But everybody came together with really cool, like, genuine questions and wanted to know about other cities and our cities and what you all do to, like, get elected. And so it was really a neat experience to see, like, people wanting to know and grow in Monroe. So we reviewed everything, and we felt like everyone's salaries were pretty competitive. And on the higher end of competitive, the other cities that matched based on a variety of factors. So, but I think everybody really wanted to just express an overwhelming sincerity of thanks for what you all do and what you contribute, and that doesn't go unnoticed in the city. So,
thank you very much. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Ashley, if you could pass on to the rest of the commission, we appreciate your service to the city and taking the time to do for the reviewing that you did.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Anything further from staff? Mr. Worthen, did you have anything about this?
I think she did a great job.
Great. Councilmembers, any other questions? Great. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to move on to the next item. This is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matters subject to a public hearing. There is a sign-in sheet, and public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The first person that I have who has signed up to speak is Ms. Cindy Easterson from the Polchak Audubon Society. Please come on forward. And thank you for coming this evening.
Oh, I'm excited. We'll put this little guy right here, if that's okay. And if I can hand those to you. So my name is Cindy Easterson, and I'm the current president for Polchak Audubon Society. And too often when Audubon stand before city councils or public agencies, it is in the name of advocacy. It's often a plea to protect and preserve an important bird habitat. But tonight is different. Tonight we welcome the opportunity to celebrate the official bird for the City of Monroe, the Vox's Swift. Tonight we celebrate a win for birds. Credit for raising awareness of the Vox's Swift and the important role that the City of Monroe plays in its natural history lies squarely on the shoulders of Larry Schwitters, the founder and key researcher for Vox's Happenings. Larry has opened our eyes to the wonder and magic of these wee birds. He has documented the value of the chimney at Wagner Center, formerly Frank Wagner Elementary, and has launched a movement that engages people, businesses, and public agencies, all in support of sustaining a healthy roost site. But credit must also go to the citizens, business owners, public officials, and school district staff of Monroe, because you too have welcomed this bird into your hearts and given it a key to the city. You have worked alongside us to educate the public about the value of old brick chimneys and taught an entire region how even an urban setting can be crucial to a species' survival. Tonight, by adopting the Vox's Swift as your official bird, the City of Monroe has put in place a legacy that will benefit these tiny visitors to your town for years to come. The 2016 southbound migration has just started, and just think how much fun we will all have looking skyward and sharing the thought, "You're back, little Swifts, and your city welcomes you." Thank you for tonight's resolution to adopt the Vox's Swift as the City of Monroe's official bird. Polchak Audubon Society, our partners, Vox's Happenings, Seattle Audubon, and Eastside Audubon, all thank you. And I wouldn't be surprised if just across the street and a slight bit up the way there, that there aren't a few Vox's Swifts that are tipping a wing in appreciative salute.
Thank you very much. The next person that we have signed up to speak is Kevin Patel. Mr. Patel.
You look small, Kevin. So I'm here to present a maquette for the Vox's Swift that's going on loose in Maine. And this is the first stage, actually the second stage of the sculpting process, where the reality of the project comes from idea to physical place. And I brought the maquette to present it to you. You guys can look at it and comment on it. I lost my train of thought. There's a lot of things that need to happen to it still, but again, it's fairly close to what I foresee it as being, the sculpture. So, if you have any questions, you can ask me, and I'll think the best to answer them.
Council members, do you have any questions or anything? This is Mr. Patel. I really appreciate this. This is just really cool. And Council, thank you very much for approving this in the budget. Our Arts Commission that reviewed it, if anybody's here, I truly appreciate the work that everybody did. I think this is going to be a wonderful addition to our downtown. And thank you. I'm very excited. Oh, Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thanks. I think it looks fabulous. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
All right. And I'd like to thank Mike Farrell for being part of this process and being just very supportive as far as his feedback goes.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, no, I just reiterate the same thing. It looks great. I know we're all very excited about it. And don't worry about losing the train of thought. The mayor does it all the time.
You start combining council members' names. That's great.
Are there any other questions that I can address? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other members of the audience that would like to come forward to speak to the council? All right, seeing none, we will go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Camp.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Camp and a second from, was it Councilmember Davis? Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, there was one in the approval of the minutes I did want to pull because at least the version that I saw, unless it's been corrected, no, it has not. I was not here on the 9th, and it shows me here.
I can address that if you like.
Sure.
That was a typo. It was actually meant to be Councilmember Hanford listed in the role.
That's why
you
my
are
next
actually
question.
Excused about three lines later, and I've okay. made that amendment to the final version, and I just count that as a typographical error.
Okay, perfect. Because then I was going to go to the 5-0 vote. So on all that. Okay, perfect. That was all I had.
Got it.
All right.
If it was a test, Liz, I want gold star or something like that.
All right.
All right. Any other conversation, any other discussion about the consent motion? All right. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and move on to final action now. This is final action number 1, AB 16-110, resolution number 013-2016, designating Voxus Swift as the official city bird. And is this me? So I'm going to go ahead and express that I had received a request about 2 years ago from somebody, and I've tried to get back in touch with them for us to consider designating the Voxus Swift as the official city bird. And unfortunately, I have not been able to reach that person. The emails are now bouncing back, and that was all I had. I thought it was a great idea. We talked a little bit about this earlier this year, and I really appreciate council's support for this. We have a truly unique annual occurrence that happens, as you all are aware, both in the springtime and also in the fall. The Voxus Swift uses our local chimney here at Frank Wagner Elementary School as a stopping point. And as you know, in September, we have a large number of people that come out to watch this event. And again, it's a really unique occurrence here. So I appreciate Council's consideration this evening of the proclamation, and we'll go ahead and read this in, and then we'll go to the lights. Okay? So it says, City of Monroe, official city bird. Whereas the Voxus Swift is a unique bird as they look and act like swallows, but their closest relative is the hummingbird. And whereas the Voxus Swift is the smallest out of four Native American swifts, measuring 4 3/4 inches with a wingspan of only 12 inches. And whereas the Voxus Swift use their claws to cling to rough surfaces such as a chimney rather than perch in trees. And whereas the migratory patterns of the Voxus Swift extend as far south as Mexico to as far north as Canada, and Monroe, Washington is an annual roosting spot for the Voxus Swifts. And whereas several thousand Voxus Swifts migrate through Monroe, Washington each spring and fall season, and whereas the Voxus Swifts roosts in the Frank Wagner Elementary School chimney at the Pilchuck Audubon Society, and the Pilchuck Audubon Society Voxus Happening, Monroe School District and the City of Monroe hosts an annual Swift Night Out for the community. And whereas the decommissioned Frank Wagner Elementary chimney is recognized as an important communal migratory roosting site in North America with up to 20,000 Voxus Swifts resting in the chimney in any given night, And whereas the Monroe community supports and attends the annual Swift Night Out, and 2016 will be the eighth year of the event that the event will be celebrated. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Monroe does hereby resolve as follows. The Voxa Swift is hereby designated as the official city bird of the City of Monroe, Washington. And then it'll have on there adopted by the City Council of the City of Monroe at its regularly scheduled meeting and approved by the mayor this 16th day of August 2016. So we'll go ahead and call on council members. Councilmember Hanford.
Actually, Councilmember Rasmussen was first.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Welcome back, the Vox Swifts. And I will go ahead and make a motion to move to approve Resolution 013-2016, designating the Vox Swift as the official bird of the City of Monroe.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Davis to approve Resolution Number 013-2016, designating the Vox Swift as the official bird of the City of Monroe. Thank you. Discussion. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the Pilchuck Audubon Society for your presentation tonight. I wish I could attend this. I'm actually going to be out of town, but just so you know, I'm excited about this, and it's going to be good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any other comments? Any other discussion? Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, no, I think the only other thing is that, you know, if you take into consideration our adventure starts here type theme for the Vox Swift, that's, you like that? That's not that far of a stretch, right? It starts here on the migration. So, no, I think this is great. And we're just very fortunate that the Bearcat doesn't feed on this on the Vox Swift. Good, that's a mythical creature. I can't wait. Hopefully I'll be able to attend. If there's no football practice, I will be there on September 10th. So thank you. Also with the partner organization, I see Deka in the audience too for Monroe School's partnership with it and everything. So this is great.
Thank you. So after the vote, I'd like all the council members to join me down below. We'll have Dr. Smith come forward. Vicki Berard, come forward, the principal for Frank Wagner Elementary School. Cindy Easterton from the Pilchuck Audubon Society. And Mr. Patel, if you'd be so kind as to come forward with what did you call it again? The maquette. I would appreciate it. All right. So we'll go ahead and call for the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Let's go on down here.
Beautiful. There's a little black and white diagram of that attached to it. The pictures with the flowers on where we've seen it in person is a completely different creature. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it?
I've
never heard of the Vox Swift. I've heard of Swifts before, but I think we're in England.
So what I have here is I have two copies of the resolution. They are ceremonial copies, and what that means is that in addition to having the gold stamp, we also have them on a cardstock and image of the Vox Swift on there. So you can frame them or do whatever it is you'd like to with them, and I thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we'll pose. She's not going to hold this because she's holding the bird. Thank you
very
much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to see what day that is. What is the day? That's a Saturday.
That cave in New Mexico.
vandals play the house again.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Council. All right, the next item that we have on our agenda this evening is under Councilmember Reports. This is from the city's P4 committee, and the committee chair is Chair Davis, Councilmember Davis.
So we did have a P4 meeting today. All three of the committee members were there and staff. The first topic of business was the garbage contract, which is coming upon us again. So a representative from our public services was there. They've been talking with staff and working on a new contract. Not quite finished with it. Some other ideas came out tonight, I guess, and they'll be working on those in the near future here, but trying to get something probably around September-ish, hopefully before the first of the year, but somewhere around September-ish. So we'll be seeing that as it continues on. The second point of business was Blueberry Lane, Kelsey Street, and we had some ideas put out there before us, and if you guys want to look at some pictures, those that weren't there at the meeting, we have some pictures of some of the ideas. But the mayor would like to have a public meeting with this.
A community workshop,
basically. And put this information out to the community, along with the very important fee schedule for each one of these ideas. So, anyways, about three of them were primary, and those would be the focus of the public view. And but this is we should be having that. Well, the mayor says he'll make arrangements for that, and then it'll come back to the council with any suggestions or recommendations from the community. So, and then we'll discuss that then. But like I said, I've got the pictures. The three of us that were there have pictures. So if you're interested,
we can certainly send those to you via email, and we can also discuss them if you'd like to at next week's meeting. The idea would be to have basically it's a community open house, like a public open house, where you have these up on foam boards and people can come in, take a look at them and ask any questions that they have, see how much the costs are, and see if there's anything that we've missed with them, and then come and give the feedback to the council so that you have more information. We'd like to target doing this in the early part of September, so that as we're building the budget for 2017 that we can consider what sort of sources of revenue we have or funding we have to support moving forward on one of these, or design, depending upon which one the council decides to go with. One is 1.2 million, one is just under 500,000, and the other one is about $8,000. So that gives you a wide range, and of course going through the public open house allows us to get other ideas on the boards too. So, anything further, Councilmember Davis?
The committee was unanimous about the idea that approval of the idea. We all like the ideas that we saw, but we like the idea of this being a public thing also. So we support that, and we look forward to seeing the results of this. I look forward to the public side and going out and looking at what we have to offer and maybe talking with people there. So anyways, that was it. Our next committee meeting is the 20th of September, and that's all we had.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Thank the committee for their work on this. But I was just curious, when we left it, it was being sent over to the engineering department for review for solutions, and that's where the solutions came from. I don't know if that wasn't clear from what I heard. or was it just committee decision?
No, it wasn't committee.
Engineering.
Engineering is the one that's come up with all these plans, and we looked at all of them.
Okay, great. I wasn't clear on that part.
Yes. And for the listening public, it's important to know that engineering staff looked through the numerous comments that we had on the Facebook page and also email that was forwarded to the staff, and one of the ideas that is in there reflects a drawing that I think it was submitted. Is that submitted in person here?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Smith's drawing. So there's one drawing in there that came right from somebody's drawing.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for clarification.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions for the P4 committee? All right, we'll go ahead and go on down the line. Councilmember Gamble.
Good to be back. Sorry for being out last week. Was in work over in Spokane, and so I didn't get to comment on the night out. I know I saw a couple of you there. Just a great event. It seems to get bigger every year. I say that every year, and I don't think we can top the previous year, and then they go out and they top it. I mean, the booths just keep growing, and they keep moving further down. It's just a great night for the city. So anyway, it was fantastic, but good to be back, and football's in full swing, and the parks department has it all, Sky River, all ready for football now, so it's been great last couple weeks down there.
Nice. Thank you. Councilmember Kemp.
Thank you. The opening of the skate park was very good last Saturday. Good crowd, a great number of people who were there either just to attend or to actually enjoy it. Speaking of which, as I was driving to work this morning at 6 o'clock, there were kids out on the skateboard park. If you can get up that early to go to a skateboard park, you should be able to get out of bed to go to school. But that's just my opinion.
But were they skating or catching Pokemon?
They were actually skating and riding bikes up there, so it wasn't just Pokemon. So it's good, and I know we'll hear more from other members who are there. There are a couple other things I just want to talk about. First, we're getting into the election season. I hope I'm wrong, but I've noticed that a couple of political signs have been either abused or stolen. And while I appreciate everybody's opinion, I just a reminder to everybody that we do have the freedom of speech, and if you have a sign in your yard, it should be respected. It hurts me to see that people would actually go out on private property and remove something, which is someone's opinion. That's all. The other point is, and this comes from another council member at another city, Monroe's a little bit backwards. We have a projection system that goes up on that screen, and they have a TV system to allow their audience to see what we're seeing, and also so their council members don't have to wander off in order to avoid the projector. If I can get somebody to approve, I'd just like to know how much it would cost us to upgrade our audiovisual system here so that our audience can see what we see. And, well, and in addition, our council members don't have to migrate in order to move somewhere else.
I'd be happy to have that looked at for the 2017 budget.
That'd be great.
Yep. So we'll make certain that staff does an estimate for that. And like I said, right now is a good time if you've got certain requests that you'd like included in the 2017 budget, to get those requests to me, and I will work with staff to, you know, get some cost estimates.
So I don't have to hang my head in shame with another council member.
Sir, you don't.
And that's it for me. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're talking to one of the council members from you know, the USS Enterprise, though, you know, the holographic stuff.
This is a town that starts with an S.
Snohomish?
I'm not saying.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Davis.
I was unable to make the opening of the skateboard park, but I have noticed how busy it is, so that's a good sign. I think probably a good job they did then. That's so well liked and used at 6 o'clock in the morning, no less. Shocked. But other than that, I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. I want to start by following up on last month's report in regards to the health district and proposal that they're out there talking to cities about, and they'll be here next week, mm-hmm. I believe, yes, to talk to us. I had a chance to attend the Sultan City Council meeting to hear the presentation and hear the council feedback, which was It was great feedback, and they had a lot of questions. And, you know, the biggest switch, which falls right in line with the health board, is what do we get out of this? We give you money. What do we get to touch? What are we going to see? And so that was the biggest thing. And you know, the district staff is still working on, you know, being able to provide those actual tangibles to it. So I did also. Was made aware that night that apparently that Tuesday the city of Everett committed their per capita portion that was being proposed in the next year's budget, so they were pretty excited about that. I've received a couple of comments in regards to that. Mayor, thank you for your question, and I'm following up on that as far as, you know, what other cities, how they pay into it, those that aren't part of a tax, or their health district isn't part of a taxing district, you know, what does that look like, and what's their funding method and so forth. So
other counties, right?
Yep, exactly. And I got an email back from Pete today that they're pulling some research to look at that, so hopefully by the end of the week I can get an answer for you, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So, outside of that, skate park grand opening was awesome. Perfect weather, great crowd. You know, I can't say it enough. I mean, this was something that I've been involved with in some manner from the very beginning when it was first brought to the Parks Board, and to finally see it take shape and cut that ribbon was just... Yeah, it was almost overwhelming. It was incredible. So just a great feeling. I did try to get out there on a scooter. Thanks, Mike, for lending me a scooter. My wife wasn't too thrilled with it, but you know, it was fun. I didn't get too much out there because those guys out there were really, really good, and you know, I was just afraid of getting run over. Councilmember Camp, I really appreciate your comments that you made at the ribbon cutting in regards to encouraging the community to take care of this park. And you know, I heard that and thought, you know, that's an outstanding message and something that I hope that a lot of people hear and pay attention to. The next morning, my kids were so excited to be able to go out and play on it, and we got up early and went out there at 7. So they were that excited. We were the only ones out there. And so they had the park to themselves, which was awesome. They loved it. You know, unfortunately, I think not a lot of people did hear your comments, because I did spend over a half hour picking up trash and litter within the skate park itself that morning. So I was disappointed to see that, and I hope that our park users do become more aware of what a gem they have, and that, you know, it needs to be taken care of. It's more than just our city staff, our park staff, that's responsible for this. They need to take care of it too. So, but nonetheless, it was a blast riding that skate park with my kids, and no one got hurt. And I just every day since, it's been packed down there. So it is getting some love.
Thank you, Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Yes, unfortunately, I had to work and was bummed to have missed the grand opening, but every time I've driven by, it's packed, so it's a good sign. And I think there's one more. Oh, I like that shirt.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to invite the council members, if you'd like, to wear pink next week and show up at just before 7. We can get a picture of everybody from council. There will be a press release later this week, but I'm doing a fundraiser for breast cancer associated with the American Cancer Society. So there will be Facebook and all sorts of stuff, and if you wouldn't mind indulging me, I'd love to get a picture with as many of you that would like to wearing pink outside next week. So. Love to see the pink shirt, Councilmember Hanford.
I don't own a pink shirt, but I own a salmon shirt.
Salmon will work. Okay. Yeah, salmon will work. Councilmember Scarborough.
I was going to say, I don't think I have a pink shirt, but I guess I'm going to have to find one. Skateboard park opening, really can't expound on what's been said. Said there, I had a young man in middle school when I came up here and moved up here. Coming from Southern California, he was a skateboard dude, and there weren't a whole lot of them around my road. Good thing it kind of crossed over into snowboarding, so he became a little more popular. But he's a little too old probably to be out there wisely. He might do it anyway, but he's been watching it too, and also happy with the product we now have. And I think we have the biggest one in Snohomish County, or?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just over 15,000 square feet right now.
However, I did hear Mr. Lowe's claim that they're going to make theirs 15,000 1 foot. Stan Lowe said that they're going to make one 15,000 1 foot.
No problem. There was a lady there. I introduced her as Linda, and I think her husband's name was either Tim or Tom. And their son, they lost their son in a car accident probably when he was fairly young, but he introduced and or designed the skateboard park in Snohomish, and they were quite thrilled to come out and partake of Monroe's skateboard park. I see them at the gym every morning at the Y, so now I can put a face to the name and know who they are. But she was quite emotional. He's pretty reserved, but she was emotional about it. She had the article about her son's passing and what he'd done for the skateboard park. So hope we don't have any of that for ours, but glad to see the park come to fruition. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's head on out to staff. Ms. Baker.
Good evening, council members. I just wanted to update you on a couple of things that are coming up. You all have emails sitting at your laptops right now asking you to RSVP to the Pancake Breakfast, which is Parade Day, which is August 27th. The East County Senior Center and the Chamber would like to see your wonderful faces in the morning, bright and early, 7 to 9 a.m. If you are planning on attending, please let me know. Liz know so she can notify it. I need to know by Friday, this Friday the 19th, so I can let Jacob know if you want to come. Also, the Snohomish County City Dinner, we are hosting it this year. In September, next month, September 15th, I have the menu planned and set with Chef Adam. It's going to be at the Hot Rod Gallery on 46th Street in the Industrial District. You guys will get a kick out of it. It's awesome. It's going to be a great facility, and I think everybody's really going to appreciate it. But the emails will be going out shortly, so that way you guys can RSVP your entree choice, your vegetable, and then they'll have dessert as well. So if you have any questions in regards to that, you can let me know as well. And then the last thing, council banners. I talked to Ben Franklin this afternoon. They are going to be about, give or take, about $20 a piece. So for the current size that we have right now, that the chamber has actually right now, or 25 by 20, they run about 17 and change, and then they have plus tax, so about $20 a piece. You will, if you choose, this is going to be an all or none. So if you all agree that you want banners, they're about $40. And they will have your names on them, Monroe City Council on them, and I will need to know that ASAP as well, because I need to get them ordered so they can go into your cars next Saturday. Yes, the Fair Day Parade is next Saturday.
And so that's $20 for each banner, one for each side of the car.
Correct.
Hence $40.
So $40 total. Approximately $40, give or take, total.
All right, anything further? All right.
Yes.
Questions? Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, the question I had was for the breakfast before the parade. Is our driver of the car invited to come with us?
Yes, your spouses, anybody is welcome the capacity. Okay. Do ask a small monetary donation of about $5, I think,
sure,
which is normal. I think they actually do a pancake breakfast the third Saturday, so it's about $5, so reasonable.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I was just curious about the signs. So are they going to be owned by, they're either going to be owned by the individual council member or by the chamber?
If you buy them yourself, they will be owned by you. So whenever...
Well, from your description, who else would buy them?
Yeah, nobody would really buy them afterwards. So you are, yeah, the council is responsible for their own band.
Okay.
And then they will go with you once you turn.
Right, but they, okay, this is, I'm trying not to sound petty or anything, but since we want to do it all or nothing, and the fact that they are identification and they could be used by the city for identification at other functions, why do we have to, why do the council members have to purchase it? As opposed to having the city purchase it and then use it at other functions in addition to whatever. There. We get an ID. What I was thinking about this when I was looking at my ID badge, which is provided by the city,
mm-hmm,
for identification for all kinds of functions. I don't see why this doesn't fall under the same category.
Okay. So, Mr. Frazzle?
Yeah. Yield.
We can certainly research it with the city attorney, but the first pass is that it was related to political natured things, and so we just stay out of that.
Okay.
I certainly see your point now that you related to like your ID tags or anything else that we provide for.
Well, that was what I was thinking. If we attended a function and need to hang a sign of the council members, the mayor, whoever's has appeared there, as opposed to just having just the nameplate or a sticker hanging something from a wall on who's attending a particular function. Regardless, if I have to pay for it, fine, I will pay for it. I just thought I'd put that out in whatever decision. So, I can't speak for the other council members, but please order the appropriate one for me, and I'll pay for it if need be. Thank you.
Just a second, everybody.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it is lit up like a Christmas tree.
Start.
Okay, so Councilmember Camp, I don't know. People are just going to be out of order. I'm sorry. Just a second.
Not a good light day for you.
All right. Before, so, okay, let me think here. Does anybody have objection to using city funds for this?
No.
Okay. All right. Are all the lights that are on here in support of city funds for putting...
No.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Good. All right. We'll go ahead and go down the line. Councilmember Hanford.
Thanks. I have the same question. Maybe because it's not for political means, or it's not for someone who's entered the parade to run for an election. It's to observe the current position. So I have the same question. Nonetheless, I'm willing to pay for it. I think it's a good idea, but I don't understand the reasoning. Same thing.
Okay, and I think the reason's being discussed over here to my left right now.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm understanding from Councilmember Camp and Councilmember Hanford that that they can purchase if necessary. Do you have any additional information?
I appreciate the point. I hadn't related it to a name tag, and that makes perfect sense. So what the City Attorney Lowell and I were just speaking of, if the city maintains those and keeps possession of them, it shouldn't be an issue. We need to circle around back on that, but that's kind of what we're looking at.
And again, the council's obviously aware of this from previous discussions, but the city can't be involved in furthering any type of political advertising. But if this is simply for identification at city and community functions, and the city's going to own the materials at the end of the day, I don't see a problem with that, but I'll talk further with Mr. Brazel and make sure I have all the specifics. But my tentative read on this is that it should not be legally problematic.
If I could, I don't want to step in front of anyone, but if there is an issue with, for example, end of term, the nameplate, I don't know what the plan is at the end of term, if we're going to turn it in or if it's whatever, but we could stipulate a purchase, since it represents about $40, that at the end of your term you can purchase your sign and put it in your scrapbook or whatever you want to do with it. But just my opinion. Sorry. Thank you.
It's okay. You'll keep your name tag and we'll do something with the nameplate too. I still have my city council one nameplate at my day job. All right, Councilmember Scarborough.
I'll just echo Councilman Hanford's comments. Same thing. If the city's going to pay for them and maintain them, fine. If not, I'm in for paying for my own.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen?
I'm okay paying for my own if needed to.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble?
Is there any reason why we wouldn't just go with generic? Didn't before it was just city council, right? Banners that were on the court last year?
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and defer to Councilmember Rasmussen. You still have the floor, Councilmember Gamble. Councilmember Rasmussen?
So I actually brought the suggestion up to council a few weeks ago, just last year's parade. I actually heard comments from the crowd, you know, it just says, city council, well, who are you?
That was the best part about it.
So, I'm on a roll. You know, that was kind of what drove the conversation. So it would be nice to, you know, for people to say, oh, that's Councilmember Gamble or whatnot. So.
Okay.
Oh, that's what he looks like.
But I am open. It doesn't matter to me either way. If there's passion, if it's an all-in, you know, type of deal, I mean, to me, it's about like the sitting with the chairs. I'm in whatever which way the council wants to go. Pancake. Well, I'm just going to respond here because it's way faster. Yes and yes for both of those for me.
I just thought that would be easier to have them all the same. That way nobody's like looks different and nobody's, yeah.
Okay, so
oh no, I'm talking about pancake.
Right, right. I'm just thinking that, you know, if it's like
I was talking food and food.
All of us. All okay.
This is not a vote. Everybody doing pancakes, put your hand up. Okay, so everybody here is doing, yeah, it's seven. Okay, we got the pancakes taken care of. Thank you.
Who's doing the meeting that's going to be here in September? We'll just knock them both out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll be at the meeting here in September.
What's the date?
This is Snohomish County City's.
Yeah, September 15th.
Okay, so all of us
are...
All
of you have this, and you are all free to attend.
Perfect.
Okay.
I just have to tell what you're going to have.
Okay. So we have things figured out with the sign. What will happen is that you'll get an email, so watch your email over the next couple of days. You'll get an email from Mr. Brazel or from Mrs. Baker indicating whether or not the city will pay for the signs. And if the answer is no, we understand that you all have answered in the affirmative, including me, that I'll pay for the sign if the city is not for the cars.
Yes, sir. Councilmember Cutaback.
Yeah, so Ms. Baker will follow up with Councilmember Cutaback. All right. Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Osaki.
Just have one quick item, as I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We had put on, we worked with our consultant working on the Main Street downtown strategic plan to put a survey online that you can take to get perceptions about downtown Monroe. Last week, after less than 2 weeks of being online, we have about 300 responses. So we decided we're just going to keep the survey online a little bit longer. So we're planning to take it down the end of this week. We're going to keep it up on the website for people to take at least through the end of next week. So feel free to spread the word, to tell people that there's a survey regarding downtown Monroe that you can access through our website. And if all goes well, the consultant will be wrapping up the project. We'll be working with the stakeholder committee for September and then wrapping up the project in September and October.
Okay, thank you. PD, Sergeant Johnson.
I have nothing, thank you.
Okay, so any questions for community development? All right, any questions for PD? All right, Ms. Nelson.
Nothing tonight.
Okay, questions for finance?
Thank you. This was a great explanation of the water.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's worth it. Thank you. We did all upgrades on your laptops up there. I haven't heard anyone yell at me, so yes, as well as those. So I assume it's going good. Not confinement on the ones.
Are you all okay with the mice? Okay, because I good.
You like them ergonomic? That was a lot.
I didn't know if people wanted to get rid of the mice or not. It makes it easier for what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's just one of those things I never really noticed until I sat up there. I think you probably put these up there for folks.
Any questions for Mr. Worthen? Great. Mr. Feilberg, and then we'll go back to Mike. Okay. Any questions for Public Works?
Great.
Mr. Farrell.
Are you ready for your scan?
Scan.
So I have attached or in your packets the department update, so if you have any questions for me about that, I'd be happy to take any. But I also want to give you an update. I sent out an email earlier today. Let's see what happens here. The tourism brand advantage, if you recall, we wrote a grant and received $9,600 from the Snohomish County Tourism TPA grant program to purchase tourism branded banners. And so what staff, Brad, myself, and others, representatives from the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, from the Monroe Downtown Monroe Association, and also from the Snohomish County Tourism Bureau, got together and basically these resemble the nice banners that are already downtown. There are a couple things to open up about is the Snohomish County Tourism's brand, and then the logo Snohomish County below, and there's also Choose Monroe, and of course our City of Monroe logo as well. The Snohomish County brand above and below are grant requirements, so they're added to the banners. And let's see if I can do something here. I'll just scroll down here. So you got bike. Board's a new one. We had the bike one on the other banners. So board, not just skateboards, which we have, you know, tons of skateboards, as you know, at the park, but we also have wakeboarders on here as well. There's skate here. Equestrian here.
Yeah.
All the equestrian events. On basically the north and south end of town. Explore here, that's one we already had, and then Fair here, again, kind of bringing all these brands, all these folks are coming to Monroe, and including the Evergreen State Fairgrounds. Fish here, Fresh here, it's kind of speaking to the farmers markets and all the produce, the river on the valley, that sort of thing. Music here, Race here, the cars, and it's been approved by the Evergreen Speedway folks. Shop here, stay here, and triathlon here. So just wanted to show that to you.
Go back.
Oh, yeah. I want to note that we just, as I mentioned in the email, also the message that we're going to clean up just for aesthetics. We're going to try to align all those circles. They're kind of in the same part of the banner there. And we're also going to do a little bit more on the word equestrian and triathlon as far as a long word to fit the circle.
We're missing one.
What's that?
Just sport here. Football, baseball, soccer.
Sport, yeah. B-O-R-E-D.
What's that? No, I was thinking of a word that would capture all the
sport.
Other...
Sport.
To sport.
Right.
Sport here.
It's good. It's a good idea.
You have so many tournaments. Right. Baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
To compete. To compete. Oh, I like it.
Oh.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. Compete here.
Compete here.
Compete here.
With all market down.
Silhouettes of
the company. You got one right. That was perfect.
6 years. Wow.
I like that. No, compete. I like that. To compete here.
And you can have the different types of baseball, football. Yeah, like the youth sports. Yeah,
basketball. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Exactly. Lacrosse.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's that anyway?
I still want a cricket league in this town. Let's get on.
Okay. Thank goodness.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Just a second, Mr. Farrell. Councilmember Scarborough.
Have you had any negative feedback on the banners? Because it seems to me I have one email that was negative about...
I haven't had any. I don't know if anybody else has.
Studio.
Okay. All right, anything else?
For me, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and come on up here to the top. City Administrator's report.
I attended MAG meeting today. Every other city is pretty well doing what we're doing for budget status quo. It seems like all our sister cities close by are pretty well in the same financial position we are, just holding their own. And everybody that I talked to today is super busy like us. However, we're exceeding their growth as far as permits and stuff like that. So that's about it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Gene? We do have more to talk about a little bit later. For me, then, just go ahead and take a look at Monroe this week. We had a really awesome grand opening for the skate park. It's already been set up here. It looks wonderful to our staff and to Grindline. Thank you very much for bringing that together. This time last week, just a couple days before, and quite frankly, even the Thursday before, I was concerned that we were going to be able to make it, but I had confidence in our staff and Grindline, and very, very happy with that coming together on Saturday morning. I had coffee with the mayor on Saturday. I had four residents there off of North Kelsey and also from the area of town just south of West Main and east of Lewis. And Councilmember Scarborough came, and Councilmember Rasmussen came, and then we had a city councilmember from the city of Lake Stevens there. Councilmember Lowe was there, and we had some great conversation. Everything from crime. There had been some incidents last week that, including a truck with people throwing eggs out of it or something. We had the story about the break-ins. Remember, lock your cars. But we had that story appear on, I think it was Cairo, and so I had a number of contacts with people near the end of the week last week about crime in Monroe, and then that was part of what we ended up talking about. We talked about opiates and homelessness and a number of other issues. 191st was discussed, the Highway 2 bypass, 522. We hit a lot of topics in the course of an hour and a half. So a shout out, thank you to Paisanos for hosting that, and I will be working on scheduling the next one. And you guys are always welcome to attend if you want. You see that go up on Facebook, and feel free to stop by anytime you like. Let me see if there's anything else I want to report out on. There was a lot of construction going on last week. You'll see the 179th Avenue sidewalk in progress. We have had a request from a couple neighbors to extend it farther to the north. In looking at the costs of that, it's about $175,000 more to do that. Sorry. Y'all are blinking in, and I'm writing names down. So that's one thing that was in progress. You'll also notice that the Veterans Memorial Monument, there's the ground has been broken on that, and when I just spun through there on Thursday just to see how things were going with the skate park, I saw them out there, and the American Legion and the Boy Scout that's working on his Eagle Scout project, Sam Thomas, no relation, was out there. You know, they're out there doing work on it, and that was really awesome to see too. And let me see what else there is. Oh, I did meet with our Parks Advisory Board chair and vice chair last week. Had a great conversation with them about how things are going with the Parks Board, and talked a little bit about some of the things that, you know, that we have coming up in our park system, some of the improvements we're doing there, and that's a conversation I'm going to have about quarterly with the chair and the vice chair of the Parks Board. I'm working on putting together a meeting on a monthly basis with the Planning Commission chair and vice chair also, just so that we can have a more direct conversation about what's going on with that commission. Movies Under the Moon was another great event this last week, and we have two more of those. Okay. And then did you have anything to report out on the Skycomish, Snohomish River Recreation Planning and Management open house?
So, yeah, as I mentioned in the reports, I attended the Tuesday, the Everett open house meeting. There was one last Monday, a week ago Monday, in Sultan. I know that there were people from Monroe that attended that one as well. And
you know, people learn about the water trail, what the intent of being designated as a water trail, what that will do for promoting, you know, the Skykomish River from the north and south forks east of us, all the way through here. We're at the confluence of the Skykomish, the Snohomish, and the Snoqualmie. So we're in a significant spot. And anyways, that of course ends up in the Puget Sound in Everett and Marysville. The group, the folks that attended, we broke into groups, and there was a mapping exercise where people had discussions and then put desires and identified, you know, potential needs and whatnot. Let's say, like, you know, places to put in, take out boats, more of a recreation, restroom facilities, things like that. So.
Thank you. Two last things. This coming week, we have a letter. I'm going to be sending out a letter with our legislative priorities that council adopted last week. As I mentioned previously, it's important that the legislative priorities get sent out ASAP, you know, in late August, so that our legislators and senator, and also so that the county, they all have the opportunity to see what sort of priorities we have to build into their budgets for 2017 and to lay the groundwork for our 2017 legislative session. So that'll be going out by this Friday at the latest. Also, it's been bugging me and some friends of mine for a while. There's a roundabout on West Main that was installed about a year ago or so. The landscaping, while it was installed on most of it wasn't installed on all of it, and it certainly has not been maintained. So that is being done by way of a contract through DOT. A letter about that, requesting pretty firmly that they get out there and they finish the work and they weed it and maintain it for the 2 years that they're required to, so that we can then take it over, because we will be maintaining it long term, but they need to establish it and maintain it for 2 years. So that letter, west of 522, that letter will be going out by the end of this week. It's something that's been bugging me for a while. For people that are coming to our town right now, going to Lake Tai for these events, they're driving through that. It's an eyesore and it needs to be fixed. So just letting you know that we're being proactive about that also. I'm sure I didn't hit everything, and I don't necessarily need to hit everything, but there's a lot going on. So let's go ahead and take the lights. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I did have a question for Sergeant Johnson, and I would ask you offline, but I think it pertains to everyone. When we're attending the breakfast on the day of the parade, what if we drive to that location for the breakfast, what time does the street shut down?
We're shutting the street down at 8:30.
8:30.
But we can shoot back home then. 8?
What time is breakfast at?
Breakfast starts at 7, and most of the city crew and the police department and the school district people will be there around 7. So if you want to join us, that's about the time to be there.
So if we park there,
we'll get you back.
We'll be able to get out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Yeah, a couple things did pop up during the staff presentation. First thing, there is a half marathon and 10K at Lake Tai this Sunday. I think it's going to have an impact on traffic, except for Monroe Snohomish Road. But talked to the race director today or yesterday, and they've got 450 registered runners for this event. So a lot of people down there at Lake Tai on Sunday. So that'll be another great event. They're doing the 10K too. So I don't know how many people are doing the 6 miles or the 13 miles. But then also, I guess, Brad, I've had a few people ask me what all the chalk talk is on the sidewalks and in the street there on Wales and 165th, just across from the...
In the Oxium?
What's that?
Oxium?
No, there's a ton of paint markings on the road right there on Wales and 165th, and actually goes up eastward on Wales. Like they're be redoing sidewalks or something. No. That's kind of what it looks like. No. Okay.
Possible.
Okay. Just curious. had a few people out, so.
So we'll get back to you on what that is.
Okay.
If we can figure out what it is. It is in the public right away, so we'll figure it out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Again, Brad, the whatever the stormwater thing is that's going on north of Frylands, what's going on?
Getting rid of the berm?
Yeah, well, I've been asked about it. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's like continuation of the project we did last year, which is the getting rid of the berm and the hazard trees that are on top of the berm.
Right.
And so we're putting it down to a high-level thing that can be maintained so blackberries don't grow up, and doing a mixture of deciduous coniferous trees along there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anything further? Okay, let's go over the extended agenda, and then we have executive session.
23rd, 2016. Dumas County Health District will be here presenting, and I believe it'll be Pete. He told me his name. We have the extended agenda under new business. We have the garbage contract options, and under final action, we'll be talking about emissions tax. Under staff and department reports, we'll talk about the cable park status and land sale update. Any additions or deletions?
Councilmember Hanford.
Not for this agenda, but I move to cancel the September 6th business meeting of Monroe City Council.
Second.
Okay, I have a first to cancel the September 6th City Council meeting. I have a second from Councilmember Scarborough, and a first from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. All right. Go ahead and continue.
Is anybody going to be gone, or any additions or deletions to the long-range agenda?
Okay, don't see any. Right. And the admissions tax coming forward, I would like to make certain that if you have any questions for staff, you touch base with staff tomorrow. I want to make certain that we have all the questions answered when it comes back next week. Gene, were you able to get a hold of council members to follow up on questions that they might have?
I didn't hear from anybody.
Okay, so if you have any questions, please contact Gene tomorrow if you can, so that we can build that into the staff briefing. We want to make certain we're answering all the questions, all right?
Okay.
All right, if there's nothing else, we do have a need for an executive session. So I've got two items for executive session. Item number one is agency litigation, RCW 4230110I for 15 minutes. Pricing of property, RCW 4230.110(1C). What we'll do is we'll just go ahead and call for a total of 20 minutes. There will be action to follow, if nothing else, to adjourn the meeting. Correct?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. So we'll now go into executive session for 20 minutes. Thank you. Okay, we're back in session. There is no further business required this evening. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. We're adjourned.
Like a Scooby-Doo episode.
So I got your email today regarding the...
Goodbye.
Is there going to be a round?
Frogman and
I thought I read the letter that was sent.